As many of you know from my first sermon, I told you all about my call story and the event of naming my sister, and yes, I will hold that forever. I told you that this was my first significant moment in my call to ministry, and that my parents didn't know what to do with the information their four-year-old daughter had shared with them. They were in disbelief and shocked with the news of having a daughter and that she would be named Taryn. Yet lo and behold, they were blessed with a little girl, and her name is Taryn. My parents had dreams for who my siblings and I would be, what we would look like, and who we would become. As I get older and aspire to be a parent with my own child someday, I find joy in having those same dreams. Will my child have brown eyes like me or blue eyes like my partner? Will my child be a dancer or a baseball player or a video gamer? Would my child be autistic? Oh wait, most of the time we don't expect that. Will my child be smart? Will they be a doctor, a handyman, a teacher, an archaeologist? The possibilities are endless. And in the end, I can only dream because I honestly have no idea. Only God knows. And for that, I have joy and hope as I trust that God has bigger dreams for us and our children beyond what we can fathom. The scripture reading for today shares the story of Zechariah, a priest who questioned the angel Gabriel, who brought good news to Zechariah and his wife, Elizabeth. They had struggled with getting pregnant, and it wasn't until they were in their later years of life that they were told that they would be blessed with a son. Due to his disbelief, God silenced Zechariah and made it so he could not speak at all. Zilch. Nada. No words. 9 months. Nothing. Until his son was born. And he gave him the name of John and not Zechariah, which is the tradition back then to name your firstborn son after the male of the household. They could not share the exciting news of their pregnancy, which I'm sure drove them crazy. To put things into a modern perspective for you, the standard time in today's day and age for sharing news of a pregnancy is sometime after the first 3 months, the first trimester. Imagine having to wait not 12 weeks, but 36 to 40 weeks before being able to share in the most joyous news. Elizabeth even went into seclusion for 5 months. That's a long stinking time if you ask me. Zechariah and Elizabeth, however, they had an advantage. They knew their son would be special. And like my story with my sister, both sets of parents were told before the child was born that their child was known by name, and their name was given by God. They just had to be patient. What do you envision for your children? Those who are still on their way, and those who are already sharing their qualities, their gifts, and characteristics with us. As you watch your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and all the children in this church grow up, what do you envision for them? Who will they grow up to be, and how have they grown since the day they were born? And since I brought up autism, allow me a moment to explain more. You see, my sister is on the spectrum, yet my parents were not prepared to hear of this diagnosis when she was in kindergarten, nor did they know what would come of her development or where life would take her in the years to come. However, as she grew up, she exceeded all expectations, that others had limited her to be. And my parents, although sometimes were not as patient as they wished they had been, saw God work in miraculous ways through her. Taryn has the gift of forgiveness and unconditional love that is beyond my comprehension. She is the one I learned would be the most honest person whom I could share all of my worst and best memories with and receive no judgment whatsoever. Even when she and I fought, as sisters typically do often, when she said she forgave me, it has been the closest thing that I have experienced to God's unconditional love, because one, she never had a hidden agenda, and two, her authenticity was so genuine and so pure. In talking to my mom about this sermon, she had mentioned to me that while thinking back, how stunned she remembered feeling about Taryn's diagnosis and how nervous she and my dad were about who my sister would become. Yet now, they wouldn't change a thing. They see the joy that all three of us have brought into this world in our own ways through the gifts that God has given us. Zechariah and Elizabeth were stunned by the news of having a baby, especially at their age. Among other things, there is complication with having children at an older age. Before the joy, there was probably anxiety and trepidation. But they trusted that good things would happen. It takes the rest of the story to explain to us how special John would really be. They knew their child was going to be a prophet. For crying out loud, he'd be end up being known as John the Baptist. But we learn towards the end of the story, after John had been born, that Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and gave the prophecy and shared God's plan for John to be called the prophet of the Most High, because he would be the one to prepare the way for the Lord. John would tell his people how to find salvation through forgiveness of their sins. Because of God's tender mercy, the light from heaven was going to break upon them, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and guide them to the path of peace. What joy to know how special we are, that God has called us by name to be the people we are. Yet we are given the same blessing to watch our children grow and find their own way in God's calling. Zechariah and Elizabeth knew their child was going to be special, but God didn't necessarily explain step by step how special he would be. They didn't know that John would be the one to baptize Christ. They didn't know that what was going to happen or how anything was going to happen. They had to be patient and watch as God's plan unfolded. That's the message I want to leave with you today. Patience, trust, and joy. There is a joy in the unknown, but to witness that joy, we must be patient as God's plan unfolds. Step back and enjoy the hints of what God has revealed to us already. Enjoy the little moments as they happen. Watch as God's creation grows and finds identity and calling. It's okay to dream and hope for the best for our loved ones. That's natural. But keep in mind that God's vision for us is greater beyond our own. The best thing we can do is be patient. As we are in the midst of Advent, we are joyful of God's abundant blessings, but hopeful in knowing that Christ is coming. We don't know what God has in store, but we know it's far greater than anything we can imagine. We have joy, we have hope, and in that, we have trust that all these good things will happen. That is what gives weight to our joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you. What a gift it is to have Katie with us. Katie, who now, as of this last week, is halfway through seminary. So, yes, we do. And I would add that doesn't need another class in preaching. She broke my heart open this morning as she spoke those words, and what a gift you are to us. Thank you. Thank you so much. We have many in our midst to be praying for this morning. I want to just give a few updates of folks that are in medical centers. Eva Arcuni suffered a stroke recently and is at Duke Regional down in Durham. So please keep her. She asked for your prayers. She was rejoicing to know that we have been praying for her, but please continue to pray for her. Especially, I think that it looks like the prognosis is that she'll be staying there through the holidays, and that is difficult news to hear. So please be in prayer for Eva. We thank God for Ann Cates, who is at Roxborough Nursing and Healthcare Center, and she has woken up after a little more than a week, at least, in kind of a sleepy, very, very sleepy state. And so she is, we hope and pray, getting back to herself again. We also want to pray for Nancy Cole, who is at Person Memorial in the extended care unit there, getting stronger and kind of relearning, getting her legs moving and being able to walk again. We are praying for a number of other folks, Peggy Jones, Rob Fitzgerald, Jackie Blanks, Ann Lewis. We are praying as well for Lacey Winstead and Jim Kirst, for Betsy Warren and Stacy Paith, for Roland Crawley and Susie Ainsworth, all of whom in that last bunch are battling cancer and fighting through that. In addition to these names at the early service, folks brought up the names of Paula Chandler, Jesse, Donald Wilson, Baird Crumpton, Ward Lambeth, and I ask for prayer as well for my youngest, Evan Priestaff, who's struggling with some issues right now. And this morning, on the way into the sanctuary, folks left names with the ushers to pray for David Gordon and Joanne Moore. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
And now I'd invite us just into a time of silent prayer for a few moments as we reflect on whoever God is laying on our hearts. In weaving these prayers together, I share a prayer written by Reverend Ted Loader. O God of all seasons and senses, grant us your sense of timing to submit gracefully and rejoice quietly in the turn of the seasons. God, in this season of short days and long nights, of gray and white and cold, teach us the lessons of waiting, of the snow joining the mystery of the hunkered down seeds growing in their sleep, watched over by gnarled limbed grandparent trees, resting from autumn's staggering energy, of the silent, whirling earth, circling to race back home to the sun. O God, grant us your sense of timing. And in this season of short days and long nights of gray and white and cold, teach us the lessons of endings, children growing, friends leaving, jobs concluding, stages finishing, grieving over, grudges over, blaming over, excuses over. O God, grant us your sense of timing. In this season of short days and long nights, O God, of gray and white and cold, teach us the lessons of beginnings, that such waitings and endings may be a starting place, a planting of seeds which bring to birth what is ready to be born, something right and just and different, a new song, a deeper relationship, a fuller love. In the fullness of your time, O God, grant us your sense of timing. God, it's into your hands that we commend all for whom we have prayed. We pray also that you would comfort Elizabeth Sabiston on the death of her father, and for all those whose names were mentioned in our hearts. And hear us now, O God, as we pray the prayer that our Savior Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. And now, I would ask that the ushers would come forward, please, as we receive the gifts, our tithes and our offerings, as we share them and pray that God would make us all, as one church, good stewards of that with which God has entrusted us.